This week, the business world was stunned by another historic agreement, a merger between German automaker Daimler-Benz and Chrysler. If the deal goes through, this will be the largest industrial merger ever. Shareholders took notice. Both Daimler and Chrysler stocks soared on Wall Street, but Chrysler's U.S. workers have been following news of the merger with some concern, as NPR's Don Gagne reports from Detroit.
Corporate mergers make workers nervous for good reason. They often mean layoffs are coming. But in this one, the chairman of Daimler-Benz and Chrysler have emphatically stated there will be no job cuts. In fact, they expect to grow. Because of such assurances, auto workers at Chrysler plants in the U.S. are, for the most part, reacting positively to their company's takeover by Daimler. Auto worker George Wimbley has worked for Chrysler since 1964. He says the merger is a good idea.
Because you've got to advance with the time. You know, you just can't sit back and be the same little small thing, and everything around you is keeping advancing. I feel that you have to make a move some kind of way.
Wimbley says the strangest thing is getting used to the notion that Chrysler is becoming part of a German company. Chrysler workers who are most anxious about the merger are those with just a few years' seniority, like Detroiter Ernestine Page, who says this past week has been a roller coaster ride.
It was kind of frightening in the beginning because we were worried that first thing they're going to do is lay us off and send some of the jobs over there, and then they'll do the work. And then we said, well, maybe they're not going to lay us off since the stock went up. Then it sounds kind of good. Then we said, okay, well, maybe we'll be here a little bit longer.
And then came word that Chrysler's chairman, Robert Eaton, who will be co-chairman of the new company along with Daimler's Jürgen Schremp, will be retiring in 3 years, after which time Schremp will take over on his own.
When we heard that Eaton was going to step down, that kind of made us a little nervous again, because here we go again, we're out there and no one's going to be there, but we have such a strong union.
Chrysler's hourly workers are members of the United Auto Workers Union, which this week reacted positively to the merger. Labor analyst Harley Shaken of the University of California, Berkeley, says while the UAW is pleased to hear there will be no layoffs, there are other things union leaders like about the Chrysler pairing with the maker of Mercedes automobiles.
First, Mercedes has a non-union plant in Alabama that's likely to have a UAW logo before too long as part of Daimler Chrysler. Second, one of the unintended consequences of this merger may be to forge closer ties between IG Metall, the big German auto union, and the UAW.
Workers at Daimler's German plants are represented by one of the strongest unions in the world. They are paid a higher wage, get more vacation time, and put in a shorter work week. U.S. workers hope that will help them negotiate improved benefits here. But Shaken says there is also the possibility of tension between the U.S. and German auto unions.
One certainly is if Daimler goes to its German unions and says, look, Americans are working for less and have fewer benefits, either you come along to this new standard or we move production to the U.S. That's one possible source of tension. Another source of tension is during a downturn, if Daimler decides to invest in Germany rather than in the U.S.
UAW leaders say they're anxious to meet with the German unions and with the Canadian auto workers to discuss their future representing workers of Daimler Chrysler AG. Whatever the future brings, workers in Detroit say they are still amazed at the events of the past few days. I asked assembly line worker Ernestine Page if she's memorized the new company's name yet.
No, well, we were talking about yesterday. It was like, dime, dame, which one are we supposed to say here? How do you spell it? You know? He said, well, we'll just wait until our new paychecks come, and then we'll know how to spell it.
Those paychecks with the Daimler-Chrysler logo won't be going out for a while yet. The merger still needs to be approved by shareholders for both companies and by federal regulators. Don Gagne, NPR News, Detroit.